You're listening to the audio production of Searching for God Knows What by Donald Miller, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mark Smeeby. This book is dedicated to John McMurray. Author's note. Sometimes I feel as though I were born in a circus, come out of my mother's womb like a man from a cannon, pitched toward the ceiling of the tent, all the doctors and nurses clapping in delight from the grandstands, the band going great guns and trombones and drums. I unfold and find flight hundreds of feet above the center ring, the smell of popcorn in the air. The clowns gather below, amazed at my grace, and all the people chanting my name as my arms come out like wings, and I move swan-like toward the apex, where I draw my arms in, collapse my torso to my legs, roll over in perfection, then slowly give in to gravity. My body falls back toward earth, the ground coming up quick, the center ring growing enormous beneath my falling weight. And this is precisely when it occurs to me that there is no net. And I wonder, what is the use of a circus? And why should a man bother to be shot out of a cannon? And why is the crowd's applause so fleeting? And who is going to rescue me? Introduction. I wrote Searching for God Knows What just after turning in Blue Like Jazz. That book took a year to get legs, so at the time I was still a struggling writer talking to myself. It was a great season, looking back. I was living with five other guys, barely able to make rent, sharing life and faith, and to some degree, figuring out what life and faith were all about. I'd grown up in a very conservative Southern Baptist church in Texas. Urban living in Portland stood in stark contrast. Portland, and for that matter, the Pacific Northwest in general, is not a place where Christian faith is a social commodity. In other parts of the country, people go to church for community, and while their faith may be genuine, there are other benefits to being with the body of Christ, social benefits that may go unnoticed but are certainly there and in abundance. A person can advance in their career by being a Christian. They can meet a soulmate from a large pool of Christian singles. They can gain social acceptance in their culture by displaying a stable spiritual life. This doesn't happen in Portland. In fact, it's much the opposite. Being a Christian can cost you. It's a liberal, progressive community. There are dark elements, to be sure, as Portland was recently selected as the most depressed city in the country. But it's a terrific culture, too, also selected as the number one city in which to live. It's a well-read city, one of the more literary cities in the country, that breeds a level of worldly sophistication which, when compared to the self-help tendency of the average Christian...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?